Audio 44.
I think it's true to say that Leyland Trucks have put developing their employees at the heart of their strategy. They've shown a real commitment to the people who work for them. We can see this quite clearly in how they've responded to the current and potentially very serious skills shortage. The starting point was the realization that seeking to employ qualified staff from outside the company was not the only possible solution to the problem. Those people already working for the company, although unqualified, had the relevant experience, interest, and potential to make up for the shortage of trained professionals. If they could be helped to take training courses in the relevant areas and achieve recognized qualifications, it would benefit both the company and the employees themselves. Crucially, Leyland recognized that just because these employees had joined the company straight from school, it didn't mean that they weren't capable of higher levels of study. Now, in fact, their experience of working for the company gave them an excellent basis from which to embark on a course of study to become a professional engineer. Anyway, Leyland entered into a partnership with two colleges who designed tailor-made courses for their staff. 30 employees from a wide range of areas of the business were encouraged to apply for a 2-year trainee design engineer program. 7 were accepted, and when they've finished the program, they'll have a qualification that they can use towards completing a full engineering degree. And another 13 employees are taking a foundation degree in automotive manufacturing equal to the first 2 years of an engineering degree. Now, much of the success of these programs lies in the fact that the participating colleges have created courses that precisely fit the needs of the company. And at the same time, they also satisfy the employees' personal aspirations. Now, I think this kind of partnership between industry and academia is excellent, and it shows the potential for similar training schemes in different industries.